Again, I'd like to thank you, as always, for coming here to the house of God. It's such a joy to be here once again this morning and to celebrate our 4th of July weekend. Last Sunday we had a good message about freedom and liberty and independence. And so today we're going to continue with, I told you about part two. So today, we're going to continue with with the idea and the thought of the freedom and the liberties that we have, not just in our country, but in the Lord. So this morning, I'd like to share with you to begin with out of the book of Psalms, chapter 145. And I want to read a few verses of scripture to you to get us started. And I think that you will be glad that you got up and came to church today. I hope that you always are glad that you got up and came to church. And I don't know whether any other place that's better to be on a Sunday morning is in church with your family. You know, there was a time that I didn't go to church and I wasn't in church with my family. And we didn't grow up in church like most people did and go to Sunday school and vacation Bible school and church camp. But you know, what a joy. I want to tell you this morning. I remember the first time we went to church camp was at Bear Creek. And man, it was hot just like it is now. And man, those kids, well, there was a bunch of kids. I was a big kid. And boy, you're talking about enjoying that. It was just like we went caving. We went, you name it. We went canoeing. Of course, I didn't do the canoeing thing because I can't swim, but the kids did. But we went caving. We went. The kids went canoeing. We had Bible studies. We had, you name it. We had obstacle courses. And man, you're talking about a weekend. It was a great weekend. Man, I loved it. And so it was a great, and why am I telling you that? Because I'm telling you that because, you know, those that, when you taste, you know, the Bible says, taste and see that the Lord is good. When you taste, when you get just a little taste of how good God is, you don't want just a little. I mean, you want more. you want a taste, you want a little more. You want all that God's got to give you. So that's what I want to share with you this morning. But out of the book of Psalms, chapter 145 this morning, in verse 8, it says this to us. I want to read this to you this morning so that you might hear it with your own ears. It says in the New International Version, I'm looking to see here which one I want to read. I got two versions here. I got New King James Version. I'm going to read it out of that one. Let me read it out of the New King James Version. It says, "The Lord is gracious and full of compassion, slow to anger, and great in mercy. The Lord is good to all. All and His tender mercies are over all His works." And in verse 10 it says, "All your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you." And I want to stop right there this morning just for a minute. And I want to just talk about those few scriptures right there. Those few verses right there. Number one, there's several things that caught my eye. There's several things that spoke to my spirit when I read these verses this week, when I meditated on these verses, when I prayed about these verses. Let me just share a few with you. The very first thing that caught my eye is that the Lord is gracious. Listen, the Lord is gracious and full of compassion. Amen. Do you believe that this morning? Do you believe that your God, that your Father God is full of love for you this morning? Is full of compassion for you this morning? And it goes on to say the next thing that caught my eye, and I'm so glad about this. You can say hallelujah this if you want to. And I praise God about this all the time. It says the next words, it says, "and slow to anger." Aren't you glad about that this morning, church family? Aren't you glad to know that the God that you serve, your Father God, is slow to anger. But He's also great in mercy. I love to have a great, merciful God. How about you this morning? Are you so happy? Does that make your heart smile a little bit this morning? Does that encourage you any way this morning to know that your Father God is full of mercy? Amen? He's full of love. He's full of compassion. And He's slow to anger. Man, I wish I was like that. A lot of times I'm so quick to get angry. Sometimes I get irritated and I get angry. But that's we talked a little bit this morning in Sunday school about the hindrances of our faith. What hinders you in your faith today? What causes you to stumble today in your faith with God? It could be anger. It could be whatever. But know this today. It doesn't matter what your hindrances are. God, your Father God, He knows them. Amen? He knows them all. And He says, you know what? I understand. I'm full of love. I'm full of mercy. And He's full of compassion. He understands. We have an understanding Father. When you go to God, your Father, and you say, God, I've got this going on. God, I'm struggling with this. God, I need help with this. And God says in return, I understand you. You can't find people in the world today that can understand you most of the time. They say there's something wrong with that preacher. He's got problems. He's full of problems. But you know what? It's all right. God understands. And God wants to help us. It goes on to say, and I like these next words, and you are too. If you don't hear anything else today, you can leave out of here today with a smile on your heart, not just on your face. You know, a lot of times, my pastor, old Dudley Brock, I bet I heard him say this 1,000 times when I used to listen to him preach. You might can fool me, but you can't fool God. And what you know what he'd always say? He said, you walk out of here today with a smile on your face, you might can fool me, but you ain't fooling God. Because God knows your heart. God knows if you're smiling on the inside or if you're not. Amen? God knows. But it says here, I like what it says here, the next few words. It says, the Lord is good to all. Amen? Is the Lord good to you this morning? Man, I've been feeling like way down in the dumps because of this whatever it was that attacked me, this virus. I don't know what it was. But I feel pretty good this morning. I felt a little bit off last night, but I feel pretty good this morning. But you know what? The Lord is good to us. The Lord is good to all of us. You know, I did some reading this week about the only ones that the Lord is not good to are the children of unreasonable men. And that what that means is, you know what? Those who love the Lord. Lord, listen, I want to tell you something about the Lord. What God reveals to me about you and me. He loves us in a special way. Do you know that this morning? Do you believe that the Lord loves you in a special way? He does. And I want to tell you why He loves you in a special way. Because if you're covered under the blood of Christ, I like talking about the blood of Christ. I like talking about the cross of Calvary. I like preaching about the cross that my Jesus Christ, my Lord and Savior, died upon. And He shed His blood upon. Because the Lord God, your Father God, He loves us in a special way because we have believed in the blood of Christ that was shed for our sins, for the remission of our sins. So that tells me something this morning, that God does think of us in a special way. God treats us as His children, as His sons and daughters in a very special way because God's love lives inside of us because we live in God by faith in Jesus Christ. Jesus said nobody knows the Father. Nobody knows the Father except Him. And the only way you can come to know the Father is through the Son. Because that's a special relationship. But when you come to know the Father through the Son. Guess what? You become a special child of God. And God's going to treat you in a special manner. And God says, I'm going to pour out all my blessings upon you. And I'm going to give it to you because you have believed and you have put your faith in my Son, Jesus Christ, who shed His blood and gave His life for you and for me. Can you say amen to that this morning, church family? Hallelujah. Praise God on that this morning. That just blesses my heart this morning. And listen, God is good to us this morning. I know how good God is to me and my family. He's been good to me. And I don't even deserve it. I don't deserve anything. I don't deserve any good thing from God. But God says, I'm going to give it to you anyway. Because that's how much I love you. That's how special you are to me. Now let's go on. Let's go on to talk about this. Wow. Man. Wow. You know, I tell you, do you believe in the power of prayer this morning? You know, we just prayed a few minutes ago. Do you believe in fervent prayers? I mean, do you believe in continuous prayer? Do you believe that? Now listen, I'm a firm believer that we don't have to beg God for anything. But I do believe in one thing. I believe in the power of prayer. I believe when you speak to God, when you pray to God, when you talk to God, when you tell God how you really feel, when you tell how God what you're really dealing with, what you're really struggling with, God don't just turn you off. God don't just say, I heard you. I heard you, that's enough. Now, a lot of times when I'm complaining to my wife, she's like, I wish he'd get over that. Let's not talk about that no more. She gets tired of hearing it. But with God, He never gets tired of hearing from you. So don't ever think that God don't want to hear from you, okay? Because God wants to hear from you. God wants you to talk to Him. God wants you to tell Him. You know the song that we've sang 1,000 times? Call God up on the main line. He wants to hear from you. All you got to do is dial up the number and God's ready to talk to you on the party line. I don't know what a party line is, but I guess it's a three-way phone call maybe. I don't know. But listen, God wants to hear from you. God wants you to talk to Him. God wants you to commune with Him. God wants you to praise Him. Listen, it says all at the hands of God. I read this morning, just this morning, I opened my Bible up and the scripture came to me that says when God opens up His hand, He fulfills, He satisfies the desire, every desire that we have this morning. Think about the smallest organism that there is this morning that's on the planet. Think about that. The smallest organism on the planet, and God satisfies it with whatever it needs. Do you think God cares any less for you and me? God wants to satisfy us with everything we need. I don't know what you need this morning. I only know what I need. And I know that my God, my Father God, at the works of His hands, He's given me everything I need to be satisfied. And more so. And I don't even have to ask for it. I don't even have to beg Him for it. I don't have to plead with Him. He wants to give it to me. Just simply because He's full of love, mercy, and compassion. What a great God. Is that a great God? Is that a great Father? That's a wonderful Father. All because you believed in His Son, Jesus Christ. Now let's move on a little bit. So I want to talk about this morning. And it says in verse 10, all your works shall praise you, O Lord, and your saints shall bless you. You know, I looked up the word saint this morning. You know what a saint is? It's an honorable person. You know, also the definition of a saint is a Christian. Anyone that believes in Jesus Christ, do you consider yourself a saint this morning? Well, you should. If you're a child of God, if you're a Christian, if you believe in Jesus Christ, if you've confessed your sins before the Lord and accepted Christ as your Savior, guess what? You're a saint of God. You're a holy person of God. You're in right standing with God. There's no second guessing it. You don't have to worry about it. You don't have to ask yourself, am I saved? If you're saved, you know you're saved. You don't have to ask yourself if you're saved. You are saved. You are. Am I a holy person? If I blow it today, if I blow it after church today, am I a holy person? Yes, you are. The only person that tells anybody that's a child of God that they're not a holy, sanctified person of God is Satan himself. He's trying to deceive you and trying to make you the fall. Listen, how many times do you... Listen, I thought about this week. How many times do you think God has saved you from falling into temptation or sin? Because you're His child. How many times have I been... My mind's going blank this morning. I was going to say deported, but not deported, but derailed or just going around another way, rerouted per se. How many times, I wonder how many times I have been rerouted in my life, in my Christian walk with the Lord, simply because I trust in God, simply because I know that God is good to me, and simply because I know that God's full of grace, mercy, and compassion towards me. How many times has God saved me from falling into the pit? How many times has God saved me from falling into temptation and sin? Simply because He loves me that much and kept me from slipping. Listen, the Lord keeps us from slipping. The Lord keeps us from falling because He loves us that much. He doesn't want me to slip. He doesn't want you to slip and fall. You ever been on the side of a creek bank? Slip and fall on that slippery rocks and that old moss stuff? It hurts. It hurts to fall. I don't want to fall. I don't want to get hurt. And the Lord is gracious and slow to anger. Praise God for that. I see God all around me. I see God everywhere. I hear God. I see Him. I feel Him. Listen, I told somebody this morning, I was down on the lake yesterday or Friday. I was down on that bank side and I was weed eating that bank and there was no wind blowing. And that thought came in my mind. I said, God, why is it there's no air that blows down here on this lake? There's no air at all. It was so hot. But then when a little breeze come by, guess who I saw? Guess who I felt? I felt the Lord. I said, praise God. The works of God's hands. God knew I was burning up down there. And He said, I'm going to send a little air down there to you, Phil. I want to show you how great I am. And man, that cool breeze come off that water. And it come up through that little valley right there. And it come across me. And it hit me right in the face. And man, it felt like I was in an air conditioner. I said, praise the Lord. Hallelujah. Thank God Almighty that He sent a little air down my way. Thank you, Lord. Praise God Almighty. And man, that's what God says. And you know what? We can see God's works, and God says, my people that love me, they're going to praise my works. They're going to see my works. They're going to receive my blessings, and they're going to praise me because they're going to know it's God Almighty. We ain't got to worry. We ain't got to wonder if it's God because we know it's God. We can see it's God. We can feel it's God. We're receiving that it's God, and we're going to praise God because of it. Amen? And that's what's so great about serving the Lord. Taste and see that the Lord is good, and you'll want more of it. You won't just want a little bitty bite. You won't want just a little bitty crumb of it. Taste and see that the Lord is good, and you'll want more and more of it. You won't worry about what the world is doing. You won't worry about what's outside going on. All you'll be focused on is praising the Lord. All you'll be doing is basking in the goodness and the gracious blessings of God. And you'll just keep on and keep on and keep on. And listen, the world will take care of itself. Everything will take care of itself as long as we stay true to the Lord. Do you believe that this morning, church family? You say, preacher, what are we going to do about all this in the world that's going on? Preacher, what can we do about this situation? Preacher, what can we do about that situation? I tell you what we can do about it. I tell you what we can do to make everything better. We can keep on keeping on with the Lord. Amen? We can keep on keeping on with the Lord. Listen, I want to tell you this before we close this morning. This come to me this morning. I'm sitting at the kitchen table and I'm doing a lot of writing. I write all the time. I do a lot of reading. I read my word. I read commentaries. I read whatever I can find. I'm like a hungry, I don't know what you call it, a hungry hippo, baby. I don't know. But I love reading. I love learning. I love God just revealing things to me. I like listening to what God says to me. I like doing what God tells me to do. I try to do it to the best of my abilities. But I want to tell you this, most important thing right here. If it ain't in line with God, if it ain't in line with this right here, then it ain't of God. Amen. If it ain't right here, here's your instruction manual right here. All you got to do is read it and learn it and follow it. But if it ain't in line with God, if I'm ever up here preaching and it ain't in line with God, if it ain't in line with this Word of God, then it ain't of God. It's of Philip. I never preach my opinions. I never preach what I think. I always preach what I read right here from the Word of God, straight from the throne room of God. And that's how you know if it's God. There's no second guessing anything when it comes to God. Either it's with God or it's not. And that's how you're going to fix everything that's going on in the world right now. People say, well, it can't be that simple. It can't be that easy. It is that easy. One man went to the cross. One man went to the cross. His name was Jesus Christ. They said, that's too simple. One man can't die. I still hear people say that. One man can't die for the remission of sins for all time, for all generations. But guess what? He did. He made it possible to bridge the gap, to bring man back to God, for man to have a way to God through the Son of Jesus, through the Son of God, Jesus Christ. And it was that simple. It took one man and one commitment to fulfill a promise that if he be lifted up, he draw all men unto him. And that's what we're still doing today. That's what's still going on today. That's what's got to take place in the world today. Is that Jesus Christ has got to get lifted up. God's got to be lifted up to draw men unto God. Now listen, I'll close with this. All right, let me close with this right here. Man, this is good stuff. I read this week about in a commentary, and I just try to make a mental note of what I read a lot of times. But I want to close with this right here. Over, you don't have to turn there, but over in the book of Matthew, chapter 11, I got a few verses I'm going to close with this morning, and then I'm going to just pray and bless you on your way today. But let me read to you out of the book of Matthew, chapter 11, really quick, in verses 6, starting in verse 16. Listen to what it reads. So in verse 16, it says, Matthew writes, he says, but to what shall I liken this generation? It is like children sitting in the marketplaces and calling to their companions and saying, we played the flute for you and you did not dance. We mourned to you and you did not lament. For John came neither eating nor drinking, and they say, he has a demon. Then the Son of Man came eating and drinking, and they say, look, a glutton and a wine bibbler, a friend of tax collectors and sinners. But wisdom is justified by her children. And I want to stop right there just real quick. The last few words I just read to you. But wisdom is justified by her children. Listen, God is revealing these things unto infants, not unto the wise and the intelligent, but unto children of babes. You know, the scripture says, out of the mouth of babes, God reveals His wisdom and His intelligence unto children, unto infants, not the wise and those that think they know everything. Listen, you looking at a man this morning that don't know everything. I'm glad I don't know everything. You're looking at a man this morning that's just called to be a messenger of God. I'm not full of all the wisdom in the world. But listen, the Bible also tells us, if any of you lack of wisdom and knowledge, ask of God and He'd give it unto you. That's a prayer this morning that we need to be praying, each one of us. We need to be praying for God's wisdom and God's knowledge to fill our hearts so that we can go out and stand boldly for our God. Stand boldly for our Father. Stand up for Jesus. I said that last Sunday. It just comes back to me this morning. Final scripture right here in Matthew also. Skip down in verse 27. It says this. Now this right here is what really touches my heart. It caught my eye earlier in the week and I've been reading it. I've been studying it all week. And it says this. All things have been committed to me by my Father. And it goes on to say, I done paraphrase this once this morning, but no one knows the Son except the Father, and no one knows the Father except the Son, and those to whom the Son chooses to reveal Him. And it says in the final verse here, 28 through 30, it says, come to me. I love this scripture. I hope you do too. It says, come to me, all you who are weary and burdened. I will give you rest. Take my yoke upon you and learn from me. For I am gentle and humble in heart, and you will find rest for your souls. He says, for my yoke is easy and my burden is light. I want to tell you final words this morning. The burden of sin is very heavy. I know that firsthand. When I lived without Christ in my life, I lived under the burden and the bondage of sin. And it was very heavy. I couldn't get out from under it. And I couldn't carry it. I couldn't cope with it. I couldn't hardly live with it. I dragged on every day. Just dragged myself along. But today, today, church family, today, there's no reason to live under the weight of sin. No reason at all. And it's so easy. If I only knew then, you know that old saying, if I only knew then what I know now? If I only knew then what I know now, how easy the yoke of Christ is light. I don't even really like the word it says burden. He said, my yoke is light. It's the greatest yoke I've ever had to carry. Praise God this morning. Hallelujah unto the Lord this morning. And I want to remind you one last time what I started with. The Lord is good to all. Amen and amen. Let us pray. Heavenly Father, most gracious God, Lord, We just can't praise you enough. We can't talk about you enough. We can't love you enough for all your goodness, for all your greatness, for all your compassion, for all your love. God, we thank you this morning so much for saving us. Lord, we thank you for not letting us fall. We thank you for not letting us slip. Lord, we thank you for raising us up, for lifting us up above sin, above the bondages and chains of sin. Lord, we thank you this morning, and we'll continue to thank you, Lord, for all that you're doing in our lives and what you've already done. God, we don't know what tomorrow holds. Only you know that. You hold the future in your hand this morning of each person. And God, I pray this morning, you just continue to pour out your blessings upon each one that love you. And God, for those that don't love you today, God, for those that reject you today, God, for those that think there's another way or a better way, God, for those that think they want to just live by their own way, God, we pray for them today. We lift them up to you today, Lord. God, we pray that the conviction would come down. God, we pray that the conviction of the Holy Spirit would come down on those that don't know you, that don't love you, that hate your Son. And we pray that conviction would be so strong, so hard, Lord, that it'll keep them up at night. And Lord, that it'll cause them to be so weak in their knees, in their legs, that they'll fall to their knees and ask for repentance. And God, you'll be gracious. God, you'll be ready. And God, help us to be ready. So we may have to pray with them. And God, we'll lay our hands upon them. And we'll pray. And we'll speak the name of Jesus over them. And God, they'll be filled with your love. And they'll be reborn into a new creation. That old man will die. That old self will die. And the new will come. And there'll be a new creation in Christ Jesus. And God, we just praise you now. And Lord, we pray that everything that we've said and done today, Lord, be in line with you. In line with your word. And by your will. And God, we pray this message go out and go forth, Heavenly Father. And touch the hearts and lives of people everywhere, Lord. And we'll just praise you for it in advance, God. And Lord, until the next time we can meet here together again, Lord, we just praise you and worship you and thank you, God. Hallelujah. Praise God Almighty. And in the name of Jesus Christ, we humbly ask all of this. Amen and amen.